فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فانه لا يضر الا شيء ولا يضر الله شيئا اما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we have been following the events of the last month or so regarding our Rasul ﷺ, and as we have entered a new year, new Hijri year of 1427, 1427 years since Rasul ﷺ migrated from Mecca to Medina. So I thought we'd talk about this Friday about Rasul ﷺ from the Quran. And it is time that we educate and spread to the people information. The reason people make cartoons or curse at him or say bad things about him is because they are Juhal. Juhal is there. And if you see, the question we should ask ourselves at this time is, what would the Rasul ﷺ himself do if he was here? For people in his time, in Quraysh, people did worse things than just making a cartoon. They used to throw stones at him. They used to throw trash at him. They used to throw intestines of the camel on him. They used to spit at him. And so on and so forth. They used to hurl curses at him and things and hatred. Did he respond to them in a very erratic fashion, or having the houses being burned, or having their legs cut off? But rather we see that Allah SWT tells us about Rasulullah in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except as a mercy to all of the world. Rahmatul lil alameen. Not just rahmah to the insan, to the bashar, but rahmatul lil alameen. So today, we as Muslims on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah and Muharram, we make an oath, we make a new year resolution, or a new Hijri year resolution, that we as Muslims ourselves will implement the seerah and sunnah of Rasulullah in our lives. That's one. And resolution part two is that we will tell others. See, why people don't know about Rasulullah? Because I am to blame. Muslims are to blame. Each one of us is to blame. If we were following the sunnah of Rasulullah with diqqah, with extreme details, then people would know this is the life of Rasulullah. When they would see the Muslim, they remember Rasulullah. When they see any Muslim and Muslim acting and behaving in society, they'll say, why do you do this? Oh, I do this because my Prophet Muhammad taught us to do this. We have the seerah full of this. So they'll say, tell me more about this man. They would not make cartoons to joke about him. They would rather ask you and me, tell me more about this person. So I'm not criticizing any one person, but I'm criticizing the whole Muslim Ummah. 1.6 billion Muslims strong in this world today, and you tell me that people are still jahil, ignorant about the life of Rasulullah. Let us look today into the Quran, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the madah of Rasulullah, in the praise of Rasulullah. Perhaps by listening to these ayats, we can take that home today. And when you have a discussion with a non-Muslim, when you talk to a non-Muslim or they talk to you, you can refer back to these ayats. You can tell them, look, the Allah, the Lord, the God, the King, Allah the Supreme, He Himself has talked praise about this last and final messenger. Not to say that we don't respect all the other messengers that came before Rasulullah, but yes, we respect all of them, and on top of that, even they respected Rasulullah. We can tell these people, we can tell them, if you are a follower of Abraham, if you are a follower of Moses, if you are a follower of Jesus, if you are a follower of Isaac, if you are a follower of Joseph, if you are a follower of Jacob, or if you are a follower of John, whoever you are a follower of, whoever you adhere to, remember, each one of them sent praises or talked praises about the last and final messenger to come. And that is why Ahmed in Arabic means the praised one. So what difference does it make if you see in a holy book says, they will come after me, the praised one, in whose mouth will be the word of the Lord. If this is an English statement, you translate that into Arabic, it means Ahmed will come the Kalam of Allah. Kalam of Allah, Quran. So why fuss about that this is not the prophet that was mentioned in the books, this is not the prophet that is mentioned in that statement in English, the praise one? Of course, it is all coming from the same root. We see Allah SWT tells us in the Quran very clearly that if the best way to start to tell people is that if you really love God, Allah, you have to believe. It is conditioned. It is a condition. You have to believe in Rasulullah. Unless and until you believe in Him and love Him, respect Him, your love of God or Allah is incomplete. How? Because in the Quran, Allah SWT tells us, قُلْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad SAW to them, that if they really and truly love Allah, the unknown, this is a khitab both for us Muslims and also non-Muslims, that if they really are true in their commitment, devotion to Allah, then they have to respect this man, this last messenger. That is why all the other messengers respected Rasulullah. The famous thing we know that Musa alayhi said, that if I could have had, he said to Jibreel, if I could have had come at the last time and be with the Ummah of Muhammad, I want to be one of the followers of Muhammad. So Ali alayhi talking to the Malikul Mulk, the angel of death, said, I want to be from the Ummah of that Prophet, whose life, whose average life of that people of those followers is half of my age. As you know, Salih al-Islam lived for 120 years. Isa al-Islam, as Rasulullah himself said, when he will come back again, Maratanzania, people will offer him the qiyad, but he will say, Ada, he will return, he will reprieve, withdraw. He'll say, no, no, I have come this time as a follower of your Nabi, your Rasul. So we have so many things, proofs, clear proofs, from the previous prophets and messengers, in the madah of Rasulullah. We have so many proofs on the previous prophets, how they respected in their lifetime, anticipating and waiting for Rasulullah, and wanting to be with them. That is why Jibreel said to Musa, that, Ya Musa, you are a Sahib al-Sharia, you are a Nabi, you are a Rasul, Allah has chosen you, you are Khalid Allah, you cannot come to be a follower of Muhammad SAW, you are a Nabi itself. Yet that Nabi is saying, I want to be of those, of the Ummah of Muhammad SAW. Understand that it's a big sharaf, big honor to be called Ummah Rasulullah SAW. To be called an Ummati of Rasulullah SAW, we are Ummati of Rasulullah SAW. It's a big sharaf, which someone else wanted to be, being a prophet. It's a big thing to show in this live world, these people who want to make cartoons, these people who want to make writings, blasphemy. It is a big thing when they'll see Isa al-Islam himself on earth and withdrawing and saying, leadership is for you, the Ummah of Muhammad SAW. I am just but a follower. At that time, where will these cartoons go? At that time, where will these writers go? At that time, all those who curse Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi alayhi salam, where will they go when they see Jesus himself moving two steps back, not forward, saying, you lead, I follow. And addressing the others, that if you, though addressing all the non-Muslims, especially Christians, if you really believe in me, Jesus, then come, put your hand in my hand, and let's follow the Quran. Imagine, just visualize. We don't know if we're going to live that long. But visualize that in the future, when we die and this thing happens, this scenario is happening on the face of this earth, all those who attack the integrity of Rasulullah, where will they go? They'll be left high and dry, speechless. That we fought against this person, here is concrete proof, a prophet of Allah coming a second time and proving it. We also see Allah has shown a relationship, a deep connection between him and Rasulullah. Allah addressed him with a Nabi. Allah addressed him with a Rasul. Allah addressed him as a Abd. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi layla min Allah SWT in Surah Bani Israel, that glory be to Allah SWT that he took his abd slave. Allah SWT, if he wanted, he could have said over there in the rock of Isra and Miraj, could have said that his glory be to Allah that he's taking his prophet, his rasul. But Allah chose to use the word abd over there to show us the importance that how close Allah feels of him. And the best name that Rasulullah wanted from himself is Abdullah, an Abdullah. He did not like these titles and accolades as people were addressing him, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah. But yes, well, the point the Quran is showing us that Allah has taken the name of several prophets in the Quran, many different places. But Allah has not addressed Rasulullah by his direct name except in one or two maximum places. Majority of the places in the Quran, Allah addresses the Rasulullah with the word Rasul. Ya ayyuhar Rasul, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, and Abd. And very rarely, only twice in the Quran, Allah talks about Muhammad as a son. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. And in another place, Allah talks about Ibrahim as a son. That in that those people who are more deserving of attachment to Ibrahim as a son, in the أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَهِيمَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who are more deserving of being called the followers of Abraham, Ibrahim and Islam, are those who follow him, who followed Ibrahim and Islam in his lifetime. وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ هَذَا النَّبِيُّ meaning Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah could have said وَهَذَا Muhammad, but he used هَذَا النَّبِيُّ. What I'm trying to show here, in our life, day-to-day life, when we shy away from calling somebody by their name, we address them with their title. Doctor so-and-so, engineer so-and-so, accountant or something. We address them with title, we address them with some other thing, shying away from talking. This is a way of giving ihtiram, respect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving so much respect, ihtiram in the Quran, to Rasulullah by not addressing him by his first name, except once or twice in the Quran. And always addressing you with Rasul and Nabi. Allah, the King of Kings, the Lord of the Lord, of the whole universe, addressing Rasul with titles means a lot for us to understand and to tell the people, as he has addressed in his previous books to prophets directly. Also Allah then tells us, in the whole Quran if you see, Allah has not asked people to send prayers on any prophet except Rasulullah. In fact, there's no place in the Quran where Allah says that he sent prayers to any prophet except for about our beloved Prophet Muhammad. In Surah Ahzab, Allah ordains us, obligates us, ضروري فرض, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah is telling us first, before asking us to pray on the Rasulullah, Allah is informing us very, very clearly that all human beings, yeah, you're in sin, let there be no doubt in your mind that Allah and His angels, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, Allah and His angels are praying and sending prayers on this beloved Prophet Muhammad. And then Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi sallam taslim. Pray upon him. Send your prayers. Allahumma sallu wa sallim barik ala sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the message here? The message is very clear that whoever wants to go anti-Prophet, anti-Rasul, anti-Muhammad, they should first think, are they just hurting human beings called Muslims on earth, or are they also aggravating and bringing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah loves the Rasul so much, and He sends His prayers on him. So you, O cartoonist, you, O journalist, you, O writer, before you pick up your pen and begin to draw and begin to write, think twice, if not 10 times. Do you really want the wrath of God? The God, because they do accept a God. Whether you're a Christian or Jew or whatever you are, you do accept there's a God. And your God and God of Rasulullah is the same God. Are you wanting to deliberately, knowingly, intentionally, anger that God? Bring His wrath upon you. Forget the people. We are nothing. Human beings are nothing when it comes to creator. So the person, meaning this, whenever you get into a dialogue and discussion about this issue, what I'm trying to make you realize, brothers and sisters, is ask the other side of the dialogue, discussion person, ask him or her, does any one of you want to really anger your God and my God, the same God, Allah? Do you really want to? Because be careful, because in our Quran, in our holy book, which is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has very clearly set the platform, the benchmark, hands off Muhammad as his son. Allah said in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصُمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah is addressing Rasulullah Islam in Surah Muhammad, Surah 47 in the Quran. Allah is clearly telling Rasulullah, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصُمُكَ ذَمِيرُ لِلْمُخَاطِبِ لِمَنْ لِلْرَسُولِ. Allah will protect you, Ya Rasulullah, مِنَ النَّاسِ مُسْلِمِينَ like cartoons, a man's one of the human beings. If he really considers to be himself to be a human being, Allah is telling him, you can't do anything to harm. And there is, here in this area, is a message for me and you as Muslims. Before we become violent, before we start throwing stones, before we put in fires, all the frenzy that's going on in the Muslim world, those Muslims who go in the name of Islam, in the name of the love of Rasulullah, and start getting violent, there's a message here for them. They're all priests, all human beings, all Muslim. Listen to what Allah is saying. Who are you? Right now we just heard about 2-3 hours ago that some Muslim khatib in Pakistan said, I will give $16,000 in a car to the person who kills that person. It's insane, insanity. The one, if you are a khatib, if you are an imam, a Muslim, before you say this, what are you trying to show? Are you trying to show us how you're better than Allah? You want to protect the sanctity and honor of Rasulullah by demanding someone to go kill? When Allah is saying in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Rasulullah is not here, but his integrity, his personality will be protected by Allah. Don't we believe in the Qadr of Allah? Don't we believe that Allah, nothing happens without the Mashiach of Allah, the Izn of Allah. Nothing happens without the Izn of Allah. So before you announce that give me the hell of that cartoon for $16,000, don't you know that Allah permitted this thing to happen in the first place? So now ask yourself, why did Allah have it permitted to be done? The wisdom in that, Allah wants to make the humanity, the world, the kaun, the dunya, be aware, get to know this man. Get to know this man so that you don't make a cartoon against him. Learn about his seerah, his history before you say any bad words against him. Learn about his seerah and history before you even write anything against him. Know the facts, know the reality. Don't go on hearsay, don't go on listening to people. So what a beautiful principle to understand from the Quran. Two things. If you can't remember Allah, just remember two things. Allah prayed on the Rasulullah and the angels prayed. Not just prayed in passing, continuously prayed. Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna 'ala an-nabi. Ya ladina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah is saying, I have been praying, will be praying, and will be praying in future. So you are Muslims, continue to send your prayers on Rasulullah. And every time you send your prayer on Rasulullah, you get 10 back. And it's a sadaqah, and it's a hasanah. So what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Allah's prayers and the angels of prayer continuously, even though Rasulullah is not here amongst us with us, Allah on the earth, but Allah's prayers are still coming towards him, and Allah's protection, the oath that Allah has shown here, because it's an oath. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ هَذَا قَصْمٌ وَعِيدٌ. For all those who want to attack the integrity of Rasulullah. So Allah has protected him even now. So if this cartoon has done any damage, we as Muslims before, yes, I'm not saying we should not criticize, we should not protest, we should not voice our opinion. Voice your opinion peacefully. Voice your opinion in dialogue, in discussion. Engage with the rules of the game. Know the rules of engagement rather than going and resorting to something that is very, very unprofessional, uncommon of a Muslim. The person who came and always taught us of peace and tranquility, how can we hurt his feelings by now picking up arms in his name and in the love of his name and saying on Yawm al-Qiyamah, oh Rasulullah, I did it because of your love, I did it for you. And Rasulullah said that, did you ever learn a hadith where I said that to protect my name, protect my sanctity by hook or crook? A question that every Muslim needs to be answering. The other thing Allah tells us in the Quran, when it comes to the issue of importance and value and attachment, we see that Allah has sworn by many things in the Quran. Allah has sworn by the sun, Allah has sworn by the moon, by the clouds, by the land, by the night, by the day, by scientists. Allah swears by his creations in the Quran. So many creations. Human being is also a creation of Allah. Allah has not sworn by any prophet, by any human being in the Quran, except one person, Khatam al-Anbiya, Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Rasulullah s.a.w. And if that is a measurement of any importance, it speaks volumes of the importance Allah puts on his last and final messenger. By the same token, when you're talking to them, you don't tell them in a way of show condescending, well, Allah doesn't love your prophet, or doesn't love your respect, your prophet, or that, or something like that. We don't want to get in that line. There is nothing. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. Allah said very clearly in Surah Baqarah, the last couple of ayats, that we as Muslims, we didn't make no tafriq, no racism, no discrimination between any prophets. But yes, we are given the view that Allah has given some maqam higher of Rasulullah amongst the others. And Allah says in Surah Al-Nahl, Surah 16, in verse, Surah Al-Hijr, Surah 15, verse 17, لَعَمْرُكْ إِلَّهُمْ فِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah is addressing Rasulullah saying, لَعَمْرُكْ, I swear by the Umr, by the age of you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُمْ فِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. إِنَّهُمْ هُنَا خِطَاب لِلْقُرَيْشِ, أَهْلُ الْمُشْرِكُونَ فِي الْقُرَيْشِ. إِنَّهُمْ الْمُشْرِكُونَ فِي الْقُرَيْشِ فِي مَكَّةِ, إِنَّهُمْ فِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Blind. Allah is addressing Rasulullah that, oh my beloved Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be disheartened, don't be grieved, don't be depressed from the atrocities and tortures that you face from the Quraysh and Mecca. Don't be saddened and depressed from the aggressive behavior. Isn't making a cartoon in Denmark aggressive behavior? What difference is it 1400 years later what they did back in Mecca and Quraysh and what they make now in Copenhagen? But what is the message from Allah? لَعَمْرُكْ إِنَّهُ فِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. I swear by your age, by your Umar, Ya Rasulullah is saying as if to all of us, and to them, that those people who don't love you, who reject you, who don't want to accept you, those who want to continue to be against you, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّهُ فِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. They are blinded, intoxicated. Sakra is not just intoxication of khamar, but intoxication can be of any kind. Intoxication is the kind of your belief, your aqaid, aqeed. If somebody is bent upon hurting and disturbing the integrity of Rasulullah, it is an intoxication. It's something that obscures their aql, their brain. It's something that blinds their vision. They can't see the reality. No matter how much da'wah you preach, how much da'wah you tell them, in none of his sakratul is ya'lamun, blinded. When somebody is blinded, how much you're going to tell them, it's not going to make an effect. Salman Rushdie, many people tried to give him da'wah 20 years ago when he wrote that book. Many people give him dialogue, discussion, trying to make him educated in a peaceful way. Did the person accept? Did the person say his shahad? Did he accept? Did he make tawbah? And he's still alive. Does that mean in any way that he's better? No. Ya'lamun. So Allah is saying to us Muslims, that Allah is enough sufficient to take care of those perpetrators who attack the integrity and izzah of Rasulullah. Yes, we voice our opinion. Yes, we let the people know how we feel. But who are we to become violent and aggressive? Would Rasulullah appreciate and accept that? He was alive on earth at that time. There are many Sahaba. You see, we have more love of Rasulullah than the Sahaba had the love for Rasulullah. You think that we, by becoming violent, picking up swords and guns and sticks and stones, are trying to show that we love Rasulullah more than Abu Bakr, more than Umar, more than Usman, more than Ali? Never. Even if there is a Muslim who says that, yes, they are insane. We cannot even hear the footsteps of the Sahaba that don't want to rain. When Rasulullah did not allow and permit them to pick up arms, whoever sent any atrocity or torture towards Rasulullah. Remember that the hand of Umar ibn Khattab was always on the grip of the sword. And it would be always drawn. Many times the sword of Umar ibn Khattab, Raytan Ali, was drawn. But how many times was it used? Not once. Because when it would be drawn, one simple word would come from the blessed mouth. And it would be sufficient for that sword to go back into its cage. So who are we to turn violent, burn tires, burn buildings, throw rocks? Are we trying to prove something here? It's a question that needs to be asked. But yet again, I'm not saying by the same token that we need to be mum about it, silent. Oh, it's nothing, no big deal. No, it is a big deal for me. But learn the rules of the game. Engage with the rules of engagement. And let the opposition be known. There is something to be learned here, not just a clash of titans or clash of civilizations. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم واستغفر الله واستغفر الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم بسنته الدين أما بعد. Apart from all these madh, all these praises that Allah has given about Rasulullah in the Quran, there is something else that we need to highlight and tell the people who don't love Rasulullah what they need to learn. The properties of many prophets mentioned in the Quran, there's at least 25 prophets mentioned in the Quran by name. The properties of many of them have been submerged into the properties and sifat of Rasulullah. What do I mean? Ibrahim al-Islam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the prophets, he made a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, bless me and my family, my progeny, my offspring. Ya Allah, you have made me a prophet, make my son Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and all my sons to come, make them prophets. Allah accepted his dua. Rasulullah did not make a dua that, oh Allah, make my ummah and give them the work of prophet. Without even asking a dua, Allah said, Ya Muhammad, there is no more prophets to come after you. Tell your ummah, they have the work of prophets. This does not mean that we have become prophets, but we have been assigned a duty, a responsibility, mas'uliyah, a mas'uliyah that the prophets were given. Isn't this a big sharaf? Big maqam, big honor, prestige, respect, something that the prophets were ordained to do. Rasulullah's ummah has been given the charge. Go do it. Now the question is, did we do it? You answer this question in your heart yourself, yes or no. Did we do our job? The job that my and your beloved Prophet Muhammad left behind for us, a legacy, a something to be accomplished. The blood, the tabligh, the mubala, telling people, spread the knowledge, tell them about the ayah in Surah Araf, Surah 7, verse 99. قُلْ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. This is an ayah in the Quran that Allah is saying, say, قُلْ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. In fact, the ayah is that قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Say, oh human beings. In أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, everybody comes in. The cartoonist comes in there, the atheist comes in there, the Buddhist comes in there, Hindu comes, every single human being comes in this kitab. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All human beings, I am, meaning Prophet Muhammad is a prophet of Allah to all of you. So the cartoonist who made the cartoon, the writer who writes the writing of blasphemy, he or she should know that Rasulullah is not just our prophet, Muslim's prophet, it is their prophet also. So what if they reject? So what if they deny? People rejected Rasulullah on his face live in Mecca. So what he rejects today is no different from that person. But that does not deny the fact that Rasulullah is a prophet for all the 6 billion people living right now on earth. And look, as a blessing in disguise, what has this controversy or this cartoon brought? Now people are beginning to buy books about the seer of Rasulullah. Now people are having curiosity and anxiety. Who is this man? What is the fuss about? Why are Muslims so outraged? Let me just buy a book. Knowledge removes jahl. Light extinguishes darkness. And this is what we need to do. We have been assigned a duty, we have been doing it for so many years. It's a high time that we begin doing it now. Now buying a book and giving it to somebody. So one of the sifat of Ibrahim al-Islam, Allah already blessed Muhammad al-Islam. Without even making a dua, what does that tell? It speaks volumes of the respect that Allah gives to Rasulullah al-Islam. Another property, Yunus al-Islam, Yunus ibn Mutta, the one who was in the fish for 40 nights, 40 days. What happened to him? His whole calling became Muslim. Because the followers of every prophet are known as Muslim. Muslim is not a new terminology. Did Rasulullah get that? Yes. And Yunus alayhi salam did not make dua for his own. He just went out mughadiban, angrily, because he was anger. He had anger on his people. So he left the qawm, he left the village, the qariya. But the people became scared. They said, oh no, Azab of Allah is now bound to come. The prophet has left. Let's all believe. So they all believed. Did Rasulullah get this also? Yes. Look at Ta'if. The whole city of Ta'if was non-Muslim. Which hatred against it. The whole city of Ta'if would have been wiped off from the face of this earth. Today, in geography maps, today, if you went to that area, you would not have seen anywhere written Ta'if, 60 miles, 60 kilometers go this way. Had it not been, for what? For the dua of Rasulullah. The famous dua he made at the exit of Taif, when the angels and mountains, along with Jibreel, were ready to shatter these two mountains. And all they were waiting for was now word from the tongue of Rasulullah, but just a blink of an eye. Blink of an eye, and the angels and mountains would have compressed these mountains, wiped these people out totally. But what did Rasulullah show? Compassion. Love, respect, to leave them. And he made dua to Allah, oh Allah, guide these people. Did Allah listen to his dua? Definitely. Today you go to Taif, 100% Muslim, not a single non-Muslim. What is that showing? Resemblance that what Allah blessed other prophets on the face of this earth has been given to him also. So now I ask myself and you all and 1.6 billion Muslims, have we lost trust in our dua? Have we begun to not believe dua? Have we lost our conviction in dua? Do we think dua is no big deal? Dua is trivial. It has no value and power. It has no weightage. Dua is the most powerful weapon and tool of a mu'min. As Rasulullah said in the Quran, in his hadith, ad-du'a silah al-mu'min. So instead of making all this fuss and frenzy, why didn't we for the last so many months be making dua? Allahumma ahdi the people of Denmark. Allahumma ahdi all these lands. Allah guide the Europeans. Allah guide these people. Iftah qulubahum. Iftah aqulahum. Ashrah sadrahum min iman wal islam. Why? Are we so hung up in our anger when we have made dua? Rasulullah was bleeding, confused, and strong, filled with blood. Did he make dua on a mass? No. Love. He didn't make a bad dua. He didn't make a dua with the mass. He made a dua for them, for them. Allahumma ahdihim. Allahumma ashrah sudurahum. Allahumma aftah qulubahum. And look, the result of his dua right there. Right there and then, before his death, Rasulullah's dua is fulfilled, that all of time is Muslim. So I ask myself and 1.6 million Muslims, have you lost trust in dua? Why can't we pray Salat al-Jama'ah after Jum'ah? And all of us, all these khatib, especially my conscience to that khatib who announced this morning in Pakistan, announced, I will give $16,000 and a car to that person who gets me the head of this cardinal. How naive, how uneducated of, and how uncoming of a Muslim, how uncoming of a follower of Muhammad who showed compassion, not the heads. He didn't ask, give me the heads of these five people who bleeded me to death. No, he showed compassion. So how uncoming of this khatib? Would it not have been much better if he got up on the minbar in Pakistan and said to people, after this Salat al-Jum'ah I'm going to be praying two rak'ah, nothing. And after all, I'm going to be making dua, not against the Danes and Danish, for them. In solidarity of the Sunnah, Rasulullah, just like he made dua 1430 years ago outside Taif. Brothers and sisters, it's about time we're educated people. We have degrees, bachelors and masters. We call ourselves intellectuals. Why can't we look at the seerah, Rasulullah, and then collaborate and come in this time and age and say, why don't we do the same thing that Rasulullah said? Well, the problem is, there are not enough educators. The khatib who demanded 16,000 for the head of that person. Somebody needs to go and educate him first, that yes, it's okay to respond. It's okay to show your protest. It protests against the agony. It's okay to voice your opinion, your outrage. But is it also justified to demand the head of an insane, of a nurse? Or rather, would have been better that you make dua. Imagine if 500 people, 5,000 people, 50,000 people, 5 million people making dua for one person's guidance who made a cartoon. You think Allah will want this dua? We need to wake up from our sleep and slumber. We need to understand what is going on. What is the deep picture? Where is the venom of the poison? What is the trap that is being beset in front of us? What is being proven? What is being shown to the world, humanity? There's only one thing that is trying to be proved for us. Muslims are violent people, and we are just killing our own legs. We are stabbing our own selves by letting ourselves be fooled in front of these people who want to prove us that we are violent. But why not we establish the Sunnah of Rasulullah? And in that same line, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave another sharaf to another prophet of Allah, Musa alayhi salam. Musa, Kareem Allah, Allah, kallamahu, ala al-awf. And Allah blessed the same thing, kalam, to Rasul alayhi salam, albeit in a different place. Yes, throughout his life, throughout his nubuwwah, Allah never spoke directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But look, a sharaf even higher. Allah said, let's have Isra Miraj, let's have my Habib, Rasul alayhi salam, come all the way up to the arsh, and I will talk to Muhammad sallam, one on one, Khalil Allah, on the arsh, mash on the arsh. So Allah SWT has jannah, the properties that He gave to all the other prophets in the Khatim al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammad, Rasulullah SAW. We need to inform the people that yes, we respect Moses, we love Moses, we honor Moses, we know Moses is Khalilullah, he talked to Allah directly on the face of this earth. But Musa SAW also respected and loved Rasulullah SAW and know that Rasulullah SAW was also talked to by Allah, not even there. Isa Islam was known as Rafi Allah, Allah Arfahu, Rafahu Ilayhi. And he's alive, he'll be coming back. Allah SWT also raised Rasulullah in Mi'raj from Baytul Maqdis, where he led the Jama'ah of all the Anbiya, every single prophet that came from Adam to Isa Islam was there. What is this? We need to inform this, get the word out. It's like that newspaper editor telling people, get the word out, get the maximum information out. We need to, it's about time that we get the word out. Who is this man? Love this man, know this man, realize the facts, and compare him with the other prophets. He's no different. If Moses was talked to, if Isa, Jesus, was raised up, if Ibrahim was blessed as the prophet, if Yunus, Islam, his people believe, all these properties are also given to Rasulullah and to his ummah. It's about time that we counter, not with violence, but counter with something productive, benefiting, that generates something. Rasulullah responded, rocks with roses, spits with du'as for those people, intestines of camels with du'as against them. And he